Mine's going to
a little bit.
Austin, so that's
Great. That is the sound that it is 6 o'clock, and it is Wednesday, April the 6th. This is our regular meeting of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District. If we could do a that is our call to order. If we could do a roll call, please, Ms. Simpson.
Chair Lee.
Here.
Director White.
Here.
Director George.
Here.
Very good. We have a quorum, so we will continue. That will lead us to our Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll ask Ms. George to lead us in the pledge, since it is, quote unquote, your building.
And my fire department.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much for that. That takes us to our agenda review. Let's see if there's any members who have any questions on the order of the agenda.
I have nothing.
Seeing none, we'll take that as consensus to proceed as published. And that'll take us to our public comments for items not appearing on the agenda, where any member of the public can come forward and speak on items that are under the jurisdiction of this board, but not on tonight's agenda. I'll open it up to the public, see if anyone comes forward. Seeing no one in the room, I'll go ahead and close public comment, bring it back to the board for our consent agenda, where we have two items, 5A and 5B, approval of warrants and approval of meeting minutes. Let's see if there's any questions to my right.
None.
Any questions to my left?
No questions here.
Any clarifications from staff? I will open this up to the public, see if there's any members of the public. No one coming forward, I'll close public comment, bring it back to the board for consideration.
I make a motion we approve the consent agenda as published.
A second.
We have a motion and a second. Can we do this on a voice vote or a roll call, please?
A voice vote.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We have an approved consent agenda, which takes us to our action items this evening, which is 6A, a mid-year budget review, which is a receive and file. And I'll turn it over to Mr. Gent for the presentation, please.
Good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. The item before you is our fiscal year 21-22 mid-year review. It's recommended that your board review and receive and file the presentation that Ms. Simpson's going to be giving. So to evaluate the health of the district, we undertake quarterly reviews of the district's budget and compare performance to actual expenses. The 21-22 budget includes construction of the district's redundancy project. This large capital project is funded with bond revenue. In order to understand the district's financial status, portions of the mid-year budget review include or exclude the cost of the redundancy project. This without evaluation is done to understand the district's financial health and ensure that revenues continue to cover routine plant operations, maintenance, capital expansion, and debt payments. And so when you have a large project like the redundancy project that's six times our annual budget, it can overshadow the performance if you're including it. So we like to look at how we're doing with the project included and how the operations looking without it. And with that, I'll turn the presentation over to Ms. Simpson.
Good evening, board. This is your mid-year budget review for fiscal year 21-22. It is recommended that the board receive and file the mid-year budget review. The district's actual mid-year financial results will be compared to the budgeted target. The target for expenditures is generally calculated as one-half 50% of the fiscal year 21-22 budget and represents the six-month period from July 2021 through December 2021. This staff report provides staff's review to both revenues and expenditures. At the end of the second quarter, fiscal year 2021-22, revenues were $3.01 million, or 49% of the budget target. Expenditures were $10.17 million, $2.09 million from revenues, and $8.08 million of redundancy reserves, or 40% of the budget target. Total district revenue received at the end of the second quarter is $3,010,251, or 49% received. The district has four revenue sources consisting of 1, service charges and fees, 2, interest, 3, brine revenue, 4, connection revenue. A summary of revenue by fund is detailed in this slide. In addition to revenues, the district is drawing down designated redundancy bond funding. While not technically a revenue, the redundancy drawdown is tracked similarly to revenue for accounting purposes. At the end of the second quarter, the unmodified budget shows overall district anticipated revenues are 49% collected. Staff expects to receive 100% of our anticipated 21-22 revenues. Total district expenditures at the end of the second quarter stand at $10,173,397, or 40% of projected expenditures. A large portion of expense is related to the debt redundancy project. That amount is $8,084,979. Subaccounts exceeding 60% but not requiring an adjustment. Staff reviewed the operation subaccounts for financial health. Staff review indicated that the 4 accounts that were above 60% at mid-year remain adequately budgeted and will not need increases. Not all expenses are incurred in a straight line annually. The 4 noted accounts, employee benefits and other personnel costs, the LAFCO budget share, the Zone 1 1A agreement, and agency billing are subject to annual lump sum or irregular payments. In summary, the district's financial status at the second quarter is on target. Currently, there are no foreseen needs for budget increases in fiscal year 21-22. The potential risk for budget increases in future quarters would be tied to the construction of the redundancy project or sudden equipment failures. This is the attachment. It's the fiscal year 21-22 consolidated budget at the second quarter. In conclusion, staff is recommending that the board receive and file the mid-year budget review. And that concludes my report.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Ms. Simpson, for that report. Let's see if there's any questions to my left. Any questions to my right?
No.
I'll open it up to the public to see if there's anybody coming forward. Seeing no one come forward, we'll close it to the public. This is a receive and file, so is there any comments anyone wanted to make before we close this item?
I just wanted to say thank you for all the hard work. Good job.
Thanks.
And I'll echo that as well, and it's good to see a healthy district, especially one with a $25 million project underway. So, very good. Thank you for that. That'll take us to item 6B, which is our district administrator and plant operations report. So who gets to go first tonight?
Yeah. Good evening, Jeremy Gent, district administrator. I have a brief administrator's report I'd like to share with the board. So the redundancy project is tracking for completion in early August of 2023 and continues to remain within budget. The large-scale concrete work at the facility has mostly been completed. Some material and supply shortages have required extra coordination by the project team and additional reviews, but to date, the global supply chain has not substantially impacted the project or cost or schedule. Construction continues with only minor change order work to date. Some miscellaneous items. Slo County Public Works is pursuing a project to enhance the Meadow Creek Lagoon, which is the lagoon that borders the treatment plant facility and is there in Pier Avenue and in that area generally on the Oceana Airport. And the project is intended to enhance both habitat and flood protection. Some of the alternatives include restoration that would potentially encroach on the district property but is located outside of the facility's fence and operational area. Any encroachment on the district property would be brought to the board for approval. And what that's about is that the county is in an environmental study process. They're looking at different alternatives for how they might restore the Meadow Creek Lagoon. And some of that lagoon is actually on district property. And so the project team has been made aware that if that alternative that includes some of that property came to be the selected alternative that they would have to coordinate an easement or a transfer of that property. There's no obvious need to the district. It's environmentally sensitive habitat outside of our fence, so we try to avoid it at all costs. So it could be made available for a project potentially, and we would coordinate that with the board, but at this point it's too early as they're looking at a variety of alternatives for that project. There were no plant tours in the period, and then a couple tentative items coming forward on the at the May meeting. We'll have a draft budget and a draft coastal hazards response plan, which is a requirement of the coastal development permit for the redundancy project. So we have to finalize that plan and submit that to the Coastal Commission. And then on 6-1, we'll have the final budget for your approval. And we'll also, on those two meetings, have the adoption of the Oceano service charges, where we have notice the public and the tax rolls so that our vendor NBS can take those and place those on the tax roll. And with that includes my administrator's report.
Very good. And before we head over to Mr. Jones, let's see if there's any questions for Mr. Gent. To my left.
I have no questions, but that San Luis Public Works project is mandated. It's not
correct.
And the plans will be, the initial plans will come up in May, because that's through zone 1A.
That is correct. Yeah, the county has been mandated that they have to provide, I think it's 8.9 acres of restoration for salmon habitat. So that's what they're working, that's the requirement. They have been mandated to do that, and they're trying to find solutions that would create that much property.
And they reported at the last meeting there were little steelhead in the creek, which were going to die from lack of water. Sad.
Yes, very sad. Exactly. Any questions, comments to my left, to my right, rather?
Yes, so first of all, congratulations for remaining on budget. So my question is, do we anticipate that the right now, because we are on budget and nothing has been impacted with the supply chain and with labor, are we anticipating that that's just backlogged and it's going to come and hit us later?
So, good question. Right now, no, we don't anticipate that. And how I would characterize the project, it's a long project. It has 900 construction days. We're about 440 days into that, so almost exactly at halfway through the project. Projects typically of a scale like this incur costs at the very beginning as you're starting to build it, and you realize maybe there's something is not correct with the plans, or there's some sort of bust that you have to address, and we avoided that. So the plans were good, the project's generally constructible, and the reason I'm characterizing it that way, that the next time that things are likely to come up is when we try to start up the plant. So this is all new equipment, and so when we turn that on, that's where the risk, everything should work, but the risk for costs would largely be tied to something not working when it, and there would be change orders to try to correct whatever the deficiency was. So no known issue. We still have our contingency. We've spent about 0.2% of our contingency, so we have about $3 million to handle any cost overruns that already within the existing budget before we would have to talk about finding money anywhere else. So it does seem like the project will be constructed, but even more global changes are currently happening, mm-hmm. and so things could continue to change as these materials become harder to find. Most of the materials have been delivered to site already, so we should be good.
Well, kudos for the good pre-planning. Thank you.
Thanks.
And thank you for that information. And I'll just say for the record, I do work for Public Works, and I have no involvement in the Meadow Creek project, so there's no concern from a conflict of interest standpoint. Okay. With that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Jones for the operations report.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board. Michael Jones, plant superintendent. I'm presenting the plant operations report for the reporting period of March 1st through March 30th. During this reporting period, the district continues to meet its permit limitations as required under the state of California's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit issued to the district. Monthly plant data for March 2022, again, continue to be well within permit limitations. If you notice, I did place an asterisk next to zero chlorine usage, and the 0 pounds per day chlorine usage was due to the shutdown of the disinfection system during an overnight shutdown. All systems returned to normal operation following the shutdown. Just some operations and maintenance tasks that staff performed were removed and installed new sludge pump at our primary number 2 clarifier. We reinstalled our influent pump number 3 check valve cover and elbow, installed new split seal on our influent pump number 3. We reviewed and updated our standard operating procedure for plant shutdown. We performed an overnight shutdown to allow redundancy project contractor to remove old piping and install a new coupling. We held a quarterly safety meeting, performed hydraulic flush of our fixed film reactor. We drained and rinsed our chlorine contact tank. San Luis Powerhouse performed annual maintenance on our emergency generator and our emergency bypass pump. We troubleshot and replaced our disinfection pump. We also troubleshot and repaired our fire alarm call-out system. We performed a monthly safety walk, and we inventoried a large shipment of new PVC fittings. Staff also completed a multitude of work orders. Some training that staff participated in was we performed assigned training on our target solutions, which was smart mental health, managing anger and emotions, and smart mental health, reducing stress and anxiety. During this reporting period, there were no call-outs, and then I also just included some pictures of staff. Jeremy was able to put up some photos in our PowerPoint presentation, so I've added some pictures of staff just kind of doing some miscellaneous maintenance and operations tasks throughout the plant. And with that concludes my report, and I'm able to answer any questions that you guys may have.
Very good. Thank you for that report. Let's see, any questions, comments to my right?
Yes. So did all of the staff participate in the training?
Most staff. It's assigned online, so it's online basis. So when staff has time, they'll perform the training.
Okay. I'm glad that you had that.
No, thank you.
Any questions or comments to my left?
No.
I will open this up to the public, but seeing no one come forward, I will close it to the public. This is a receive and file, so thank you very much for that report. Good job. Great pictures. The plant is looking nice and clean, and keep up the good work.
Yeah, given all the construction going on.
Yep, exactly. Thank you very much. So that does bring us back to our board member communications. So I'll check with board member White.
I have nothing.
And board member George. My only question is to Mr. Collins, who's made the trip, to see if you wanted to say anything.
No, thank you.
Okay, very good. Very nice. So unless there's any other comments or suggestions, we're adjourned.
We beat our record.